Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
So today we're going to be talking about e-commerce conversions and some features, functionalities, or apps that you can use to help increase your conversions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know that this is different as it pertains to B2B and B2C, but typically, if I have a B2C e-commerce store, what are some of the steps that I need to take in order to even identify what I need to optimize in order to increase my conversions?
Right. So you kind of gave the answer right there. How do you identify where your drop-off points are, what you need to optimize in order to get more conversions? Mm-hmm. So the first thing you have to do is install proper tracking devices on your website. Mm-hmm. That can include enhanced e-commerce tracking from Google Analytics, for example. There are plenty of other third parties. Mm-hmm. Tools out there, a heat map such as Hotjar, where you can really see how users interact with your website and where they drop off or where they hesitate or where you can improve and make the whole process seamless. Mm-hmm. And that will increase your conversions.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So, you know, and e-commerce conversions, right? Conversion optimization, that's a bit broad. Right, because there are multiple different types of optimizations that can lead to conversions.
Of course.
So talk to me a little bit about, you know, one that kind of focuses more on the user experience aspect of the site.
Okay. I will say that's, you can take that in multiple ways too. I can give like two examples of what I mean. The one thing is something as, you know, it could be as simple as a product description. If you have a product description that really gives all the details that someone might even, you know, without even thinking about asking it, the answer is already there. Having a very thorough, very easy to read product description could and will increase your conversions. Mm-hmm. That's one aspect. The other aspect is the more technical aspect, is to making sure that everything that you click works seamlessly. The site is fast. Mm-hmm. You can easily find what you're looking for. Right. The prices are clearly there. There's no, you know, surprises in the checkout with hidden fees or anything that might cause someone to go, wait, no, that's not what I thought I was getting.
Yep, definitely. So, you know, and then another thing is, you know, an advanced search and filter.
Right.
How easy is it for customers on your site to find what they're looking for? Mm-hmm. So just a simple tool as an advanced search and filter could potentially enhance your conversions.
Right.
And some of the tools that, you know, that offer advanced search and filter, I know one is Algolia, and I know that one can pretty much be used with almost any e-commerce platform.
Another thing that, you know, our listeners should pay attention to is what platform their website is on, right? So how will that affect what they choose to optimize?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are multiple platforms out there, Shopify, BigCommerce, Magento, etc. Each and every one of these platforms has their own app store. So that's really the first place to look, is in your platform's app store to see if they have an application that meets, you know, your needs. Every platform is going to be relatively different. However, so there are some overlapping applications. Mm-hmm. But it's identifying first your need, and then seeing if your platform has any applications that can fulfill that. And if not, you need to find a custom solution.
Right. So we were talking about it. You know, you identify what your, you know, can you give an example of what you might find with a heat map? Like one thing that you would find, and then mm-hmm. how you would go about optimizing it?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things with the heat map tool is, you know, not only can you see where the majority of people are clicking, but it also shows you scroll depth. So I know that if I have something that is somewhat of is a popular category that people are going to the site navigation and eventually going through and completing a conversion, and I have possibly a tile or that category placed on the homepage, but it's a little bit further down, causing multiple clicks to go through the navigation menu in order to get there, I will know that if I get that, you know, that section a little bit higher above the fold, I might be able to ease that user from, you know, having to go through multiple clicks with mm-hmm. the navigation to simply just clicking it directly from the homepage. So these are like little things that could potentially make a big difference. And again, it's a lot of A/B testing, right? You know, in order to really find out for sure and know for sure, you have to run multiple tests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's kind of, I'm getting the traffic to my site. I'm getting users now easily to move through the funnel. But you know, they're dropping off at the checkout page.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do now? You know, what are some tools or, you know, applications that I can use to potentially turn those lost abandoned carts into consumers?
Right. That's a good point. There are, again, depending on your platform, there are some built-in tools. There are some, you know, add-ons or plugins that you can install that work fine. You know, if you need something very customized, then that's a different story. But that can also be achieved on almost any platform. What they do is that they grab, if it's an existing user, you know, a person already started filling out his information, his or her information, and then dropped off. Closed the window, left it open for a day, whatever. The email is already captured in the system. So the system will send an email to this person saying, hey, remember you added these items to cart. Why don't you complete your order now? And you can also add, which will be very helpful, an incentive. An incentive can be a positive incentive or a negative incentive. Mm-hmm. So you could either be like, hey, complete your purchase now and get 10%, 15% off, you know, just a special offer for you. That's a very positive thing. Or you can go in a negative and say like, hey, this item is running out of stock quickly.
Create a sense of urgency.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so those are definitely two ways. You know, another possibly more simple way or kind of prior to that step is maybe an exit intent pop up on your cart page. You know, right when the person goes to exit out of the page, pop up comes up, says, hey, you know, where are you going? You know, complete your order, use this promo code to get 15% off, whatever the case may be. But yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And again, depending on your platform, there are multiple applications that you can use for these pop-ups.
I will say, I'm glad you brought pop-ups up. I will say one thing that's very important to take into consideration when installing pop-ups, make sure, or, you know, at least try as best as you can to cater that only for people using desktops or tablets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pop-ups on mobile are very annoying. We all know this, but it actually is something that Google actually pays attention to as well. So if you want mobile traffic, don't have pop-ups on your mobile version.
So we've been talking about optimization and how to optimize the user experience, but you guys, you need to understand that the user experience on your mobile on mobile is going to be completely different than the user experience on desktop. So when identifying your issues and finding solutions, they can be completely different based on the device that the user is currently using.
Correct.
So the last thing we want to talk about is a lot of companies that we've dealt with in the past that sell both B2B and B2C online. Seem to have a difficult time obtaining B2B leads.
Yes.
A lot of these, from what we've seen, is they will add products to their cart. It's a large order, you know, that exceeds, you know, thousands of dollars, sometimes tens of thousands. And typically nobody's going to place an online order for that amount. And really what these individuals are doing is they're just trying to get that amount so they can print out that checkout page that has the totals and possibly maybe go take it to a supervisor to get approved to then place the order.
CFO.
Yeah, whatever the case may be. So, but the company, the e-commerce company, is missing out on a chance to acquire that as a lead.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a functionality that can be implemented that, you know, I'm not just giving them a quote that they can use, but I'm actually going to capture their information and potentially retarget them.
Right. So we actually installed something like that on one of our clients who sells furniture for classrooms and schools. And what it does is once a cart exceeds a certain amount, a pop-up appears saying like, hey, it seems like
you got a nice size order.
Why don't you put your email and we will send you a custom quote with a special price. Yeah. So not only does the client feel like, hey, I'm going to get a special deal here, you're also getting that client's email.
Mm-hmm.
And And you can talk about the next step.
Yeah.
Because what happens then if they don't convert?
Absolutely. So once you have their email, I mean, now you can, you know, grab their email address and throw them into a drip campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe they didn't convert right then and there. They weren't ready to make the purchase, or maybe they didn't, you know, get the approval. But you still have that person's information there, and you're hitting them with different emails that are timed to go out at the, you know, scheduled right. to go out at different times. That could potentially end up converting later on down the road. And your drip campaign can pretty much go on forever. It can go on for 6 months, 12 months to, you know, infinity.
Right.
So, you know, you're always keeping that person almost on the line. Mm-hmm. And whereas if you weren't, you know, if you weren't getting that contact from the beginning, you know, you kind of lost them right there.
Right.
So definitely increases your conversion potential. So,
yeah, and for B2B, when we were talking about it, it's definitely worth the investment because even, and I'm sure our listeners know this, even if you don't convert someone right away, that client can still be worth a lot of money down
Absolutely.
The line. So it's worth that investment.
Absolutely.
100%. So I'm going to wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for today. You know, if you guys have any questions about some tools, functionalities that can help increase your conversions, mm-hmm. Let us know.
Yeah, we're happy to give you some specific recommendations to your website and what kind of plugins will work for you.
Yeah, or plugins, apps, or if you're going to need custom functionalities.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.